You are now recorded and you are back in open session.
Thank you.
And what number are we up to now in terms of item numbers that we're considering?
We're on council business item number 14. So what I understand is that the process that we are going into is that I issued a termination of legal services to Peak Law, and that needs to be ratified by the council. And before we can take the next steps. So do we have any discussion about that, or would someone like to make a motion?
What comes first, the discussion?
We need to ratify the termination of legal services that I sent out.
So somebody makes a motion and then...
And then we'll talk about what comes next, depending upon the outcome of that vote.
I am not making that motion.
I'm happy to make the motion. I move that we ratify Mayor Brehm's cancellation.
It's termination.
Termination of
the legal services agreement with Peak Law.
Peak Law.
I have a second.
And now we have discussion.
Did you second that?
Oh, no, I didn't second. Oh, I thought you said you seconded it.
I did not.
Oh, you need a second.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Discussion.
I'm happy to start. I am going to support this. However, I also want, for the record, a couple comments that I am supporting it because I support you as mayor, and I recognize that you have authority to do this, and I don't want to undermine that authority. However, I also, and as I have expressed, have a lot of concern about the manner in which this was done, particularly the pressure brought to bear on us as a municipality by an outside entity that effectively amounted to an ultimatum. And that, in my mind, is absolutely unacceptable. And whether we choose to address it formally or informally, I think it needs to be brought up, because that's not how things should work. And so that's my comment.
Any other comments?
I'd like to thank Councilmember Harris for expressing that. I think it's some very important points there. I don't know the history as it is, but I do think you made some excellent points about where we are as a council, where we are going, and how the process flow goes. So I appreciate your comments, and I thank you and you for how we got to this point. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
When it's appropriate, I would just like to
I think we need to decide this first. So we have a motion and a second to...
Can I add to the discussion?
Yes, please.
I agree with everything that Brenda's brought up, Council Member Harris has brought up, and I do think that maybe some feedback up the chain would be helpful, because I don't
Do you want to give it?
I would be happy. Well, I think maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's appropriate, but I do think that feedback needs to happen, because we don't want to find ourselves...
You're talking about feedback to MSD?
Yes.
Which I'm happy to do.
Okay, absolutely.
And have been engaged in doing.
Okay. I think that needs to be part of this, because it put us in a very awkward position.
Yes, it does.
I don't know whether it's appropriate now or after our vote, but I also want to I hope we have a moment to recognize what both Holly and Cameron have done for us.
We will do that.
Okay, great.
So we have a motion and a second. Can I ask all in, do we need a roll call vote on this?
You don't, because it's not a resolution or ordinance, but you can do one if we like that.
Not necessarily. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And then ask if there are any opposed.
So I'm
just ask if
anyone opposed. Okay. So the termination agreement has been ratified by the council. Our next steps are we have to meet again to decide, decide whether or not we are going to issue an RFP for legal services or directly hire someone for legal services. That's what we need to decide next, and we don't know the answer to that yet. I think we're done. The floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you for that opportunity. I didn't mean to. This was something I wasn't sure the right time to say. You had asked me to kind of say it. I spoke with you very briefly before. I spoke with Ren before and expressed this. First of all, I want to thank you. It's been a pleasure. I'm a mountain person, so I love this canyon. I love what you do, and the issues you have are things that really speak to me. So I appreciate that time and the privilege to work with you over the last 5 years. My time with the city, I've always viewed my role as city attorney to be protecting and advancing the interests of the Emigration Canyon of all parts. And so anything I've done has been with the idea of making sure that I'm giving you the best information so that you can make decisions. Given the circumstances that have developed over the past several months, it really took me, I felt pretty blindsided by it, but it is what it is. I want to move forward. And I expressed this to Ren and to Mayor Brems that, my priority is to do what is best for the town, and what has happened is a distraction. I couldn't effectively become city attorney, not being worried about asking about what litigation is facing the city, right? Like that. So I felt also that it's the best course of action for me to step aside. Once I saw that it was really irrevocable, that we weren't going to get there, I understand what a tough place the mayor was put in between being given this ultimatum and hearing from his planning commission. I think that's really unfair to the city, and it's not something I had a part of, but if I can help alleviate that pressure, that's what I want to do. And I'll do whatever I can to ensure a smooth and professional transition. You have Cameron. I think Cameron and I didn't do a good job of explaining kind of our relationship and how we work together, because even though he's kind of been the face and has been coming, he and I consult all the time over issues that are happening in the town. And so you get the benefit of both of us and our experience. I think it could have been, hindsight's 2020, it could have been resolved differently. My focus is supporting the town, and I wish you guys the best, and I've enjoyed my time here, and if you ever have a question, whatever, feel free to reach out. So.
And as I've expressed to you, you're an excellent attorney. We've been very lucky to have you, and let's see what the future brings. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to express personally my thanks to both of you. I think it's important to mention we cannot decide tonight, because it's not on the agenda, whether to do an RFP or simply hire. We'll have I believe the mayor is going to schedule a special meeting, But more importantly, I think you both have done fantastic work, and I have learned a lot because I really don't know much about law. And I really appreciate the way you always bring us back around to, you know, that aspect of it, that it's fascinating. And both really great people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you do know you have, so, you know, I'm happy to step out in terms of my role whenever you'd like, but part of the reason why there was a 3-month...
As far as we're concerned, right now you are our city attorney.
Okay, yeah, so, like, okay. I have two... There's
I know, we need to decide what we're going to do next.
So, right, okay. I just wanted to let you know, I'm not just walking out and saying goodbye, have a nice
please
life.
Please don't do that.
Okay. I'm very committed to making sure it's a smooth transition, and, you know, I'm a professional, and these things happen, and so...
And thank you for recognizing the difficult situation we got put in, so... We're working our way through this, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I want to add just a sincere thank you for your support and help as our city attorney. It's been great, and really have appreciated having you on that end of the table with us, and really thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I think enough. Should we have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
All in
second,
favor?
Whatever.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Diana?
Yes. Oh, thank you.